This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The app that put more of the planet into the hospitality industry is filing the paperwork to sell stock to the public for the first time. Airbnb is using provisions of a 2012 law to file with federal regulators for its IPO while keeping details of its inner workings secret for now. Eric Gordon is a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business.
So it gave little companies a chance to test the water, keep things secret until, you know, almost the last minute when they decide to really go forward. I think all of the benefits are on the side of the companies, not the investors.
All right, Airbnb now, during pandemic, but maybe it's not so weird. I was just looking, if you're trying to find a vacation rental here in the last week of August coming up, in the East at least, it's pretty booked up. Airbnb's actually having a bit of a boom.
So Airbnb is doing reasonably well with vacation travelers. Airbnb's big question mark is how will it do with business travelers, because that's the more profitable end of the business. So they've gotten a nice bounce back with part of the market, not so much with the most profitable part of the market.
So you can see the risk here, right? I mean, given the timing.
You know, the timing is really peculiar. It's hard to think of a worse time for a lodging company, basically a lodging company, to go public. But they probably need the money.
Eric, thank you. Airbnb became one of the most valuable startups ever and became profitable for a couple of years before going into the red last year.